Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, restaurant workers, Bosco drink, and a robot kicks a kid. It's coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
White is our guest. Do you have any drinking stories?
None that he can remember.
You know what? I got thrown out of a bar in New York City. Do you want me to tell the story?
I
want
to hear it.
Now, when I say I got thrown out of a bar, I don't mean somebody asked me to leave and we walked to the door together and I said, bye, everybody. Six bouncers hurled me out of a nightclub like I was a Frisbee. The big old bouncers that go home every night, watch Roadhouse and fondle themselves. You know, the guys are, Patrick Swayze's hitting another guy.
I love Roadhouse.
For wearing a hat. I walk into a bar with a hat on. This guy, real pissy, goes, "Take off the hat." And I'm like, "What's the deal?" He goes, "I tell you what the deal is. Gay people in this area wear hats. We're trying to keep them out of a club." I was like, "Oh, really? The only way we can tell down in Texas is if they have their hair cut like yours." And he got all pissed. But he walked away, and I took the hat off. And like an hour later, I'd been drinking, and I forgot. You ever forget?
It happened
to me. I put the hat back on. The guy comes over to me. Now, I'm between 6'1 and 6'6, depending on which convenience store I'm leaving. You know
what I mean? Sure.
Sure.
I weigh 240 pounds. The guy comes over to me, poking me in the shoulder with two fingers, and goes, "You're out of here." And I was like, "I don't think so, Scooter." And I was wrong. They hurled me out of the bar. And then they squared off with me in the parking lot, and I backed down from the fight because I don't know how many of them it would have taken to whip my ass, but I knew how many they were going to use. It's a handy little piece of information to have right there. It was overkill.
This is a philosophical thing.
They called the police because we broke a chair on the way out the door, and I refused to pay for it. I refused to pay for it because we broke it over my thigh.
Uh-huh.
The cops showed up, and at that point, I had the right to remain silent, but I didn't have the ability. Cop says, "Mr. White, you're being charged with drunk in public." I was like, hey, I was drunk in a bar. They threw me into public. I don't want to be drunk in public. I want to be drunk in a bar, which is perfectly legal. Arrest them. Well, they didn't arrest them. They call in for my arrest record.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good news.
Uh-oh.
Satellites are linking up in outer space. Computer banks at NASA are kicking on. There's a telegraph in Fritch, Texas going, beep, 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 beep. This part takes a while. Shorthand.
Yes.
Now, I told you that story to tell you this story. When I was 17 years old, I was arrested for being drunk in public.
I'll be damned.
Seemed to be a pattern.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
If you knew Morse code, you would already know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. All right, we get it.
It was all right.
And one DWI, which was a bogus charge, because it turns out they were stopping every vehicle traveling down that particular sidewalk, and that's profiling. I think it is. I think it's profiling. And but anyway, the drunken public charge in Fritch, Texas, the arresting officer, who I had literally known all my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure.
This guy lived four doors down from me in a town of less than 400 people. We've met.
Yeah.
He takes me to jail, and when we get there, he asked me if I have any aliases, and I was just being a jerk and said, "Yeah, they call me Tater Salad." 17 years later in New York City, I'm handcuffed on a bench with blood coming out of my nose, and this cop goes, "Are you Ron Tater Salad White?" You caught me.
You got me.
You caught the tater.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm with you, Christy. I like to go to a restaurant and know who's working there.
Yeah.
I don't want them sitting down next to me wearing bare shorts. Hey.
Do you have your waiter sit down next to you a lot?
No, but I mean, you've been to those places.
Oh, yeah.
You can't tell who works there and who's
just a casual. You invite that sort of thing, though. You yakking, you running your mouth.
I'm interested in them as people, but I...
That's why I never wear a red polo shirt and khakis to Target, because then people think it worked there.
I've been approached a couple times at Home Depot wearing a khaki shirt.
And you don't tell them any
different.
Yeah, but
you don't wear different. A vest. You should get one of those vests.
You don't tell them any. You should get an orange vest.
Oh, I told you a couple years ago, I helped some lady buy Christmas lights. I spent 45 minutes with her.
See, once again.
She thought I worked there.
You are a
menace. She was a sweet old lady.
Just a menace.
I'm a big Christmas lights fan.
I was here. No, ma'am, we don't have Tom Griswold working here. Boys, take her away. And then.
So these are the Holy Sisters of Bosco. I have the Bosco commercial for you. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, I can't wait.
No, nope. Okay.
Could you turn it up?
I can't hear that.
Okay, sorry. Excuse me. We'll start it over. Sorry, was that too loud?
No, no.
Here we go.
Flavor and fun for everyone. Bosco Nova with Bosco.
Together with the twist.
Bosco Nova. P.U.
It was a chocolate drink. I was that regional, though?
Yeah, I don't think. You must have been the most Western of it.
I
don't remember Bosco's. It was always Nestle Quick.
I had to look it up when I saw it referenced on a Seinfeld episode once.
Absolutely. This video is for Josh and Josh alone. Back earlier in the week at the Urumqi Botanical Garden in Xinjiang, Walla Bing Bang, China, a robot was performing on Children's Day and accidentally kicked a kid in the stomach.
Oh, no.
There he is wearing a blue wig. Now, hang in there. Boom! And the kid goes down.
These things have to be stopped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's a roundhouse kick.
Yeah, it's a dancing humanoid robot.
Perfectly executed.
And the dancing is going great.
Whoa, I gotta back off.
I messed up.
Immediately dismantled.
Yeah, me
you
bad.
Should be.
Me bad.
And the blue fright wig is disturbing.
Somebody thought that'll make it more human.
What are you gonna do? The robot found a box of wigs. He went, hey, this will be fun.
Okay, here we go. Bosco is a very popular chocolate syrup and chocolate milk drink mix through the 1960s.
You can still buy it. I found it on Amazon. Oh. They still make it.
I just remember the commercial.
Riddled with silverfish.
It was introduced in Camden, New Jersey in 1928 and became famous through radio and television ads aimed at children.
Uh-huh.
And here's something that, Josh, this is going to make this whole thing worth it for you.
I'm skeptical.
As you should be.
Okay. If I'm right, I want you to stand up and come over here and shake my hand.
I'd like you would let me shake your hand.
Well, just...
Yeah, I tried to have him touch my cold hand yesterday. Right? I was cold, and he was like...
Ugh. He recoiled. Physically,
physically and internally recoiled.
Yes, as a movie buff...
It's amazing.
I would say if you went to the average movie buff... and said, what are the 10 most famous scenes in the history of cinema? This is one of them. It's the shower scene from the movie Psycho. And this says, Bosco was famously used as the fake blood in the shower scene in the movie Psycho.
Oh, I knew it was chocolate syrup. I didn't know it was
because
Bosco.
Because it looked convincing as blood in a black and white film.
I have never gotten an effective mix with syrup as opposed to powder.
Oh, I'm the opposite.
I agree with Chick. I think it's because I don't know.
Well, syrup always was better for...
It gets clumpy.
No, it doesn't. I guess I just did it right.
The syrup was better if you were making
chocolate.
No,
is your implication we were doing it wrong?
Well, I know you two, and I guarantee this is what happened.
Okay.
There wasn't enough patience involved in you making the hot
chocolate. Probably, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Being a fat kid, I was like, give me that chocolate.
And I was so fat that I needed it perfect.
I
was a fat kid, too.
Did you ever take Nestle's Quick?
Yeah.
You put it in a glass of milk,
mm-hmm. right?
and then you add 2 teaspoons of sugar?
No.
Gosh, no.
No.
Maybe it was just me.
I didn't.
How you have both your feet still is really
it's amazing, isn't it?
I'm sad that I didn't, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, my intake of sugar and salt was just amazing.
It is.
Back in the day.
You know, there's a school of thought you should stay away from all white powder.
Mm. Yeah. Cocaine.
This story's just for Tom.
By the way, one more thing to underscore what you said earlier. George Costanza's ATM pin on Seinfeld was Bosco.
Oh, yeah.
And as Christy pointed out,
Figured it out.
It's still sold through Bosco World.
Yep.
Wow.
So
I'd like a Bosco t-shirt. That'd be fun. Right?
They're kind of cute.
Long sleeve, please.
It's very colorful. Each letter is a different color. It's very nice.
No kidding?
Yeah.
You're boycotting short sleeves altogether?
That's right.
Okay.
If I can help it. As a matter of fact, I will wear a short sleeve with a long sleeve under it.
Oh, that's pretty hip.
It's just my affectation. What are you doing here, Tom? What's the problem?
What is he suggesting?
I'm sorry. Just preparing to watch a World Cup game after 3 hours, one zip.
But that gives us an opportunity to play all the World Cup intros that we have. And then we have...
I like this one. Play them at volume. What are you playing those through?
The way you two have your system set up, it's not good for any other of your coworkers or listeners.
No, baby, it's a wild
world. Come. I have to have these special headphones, and I have to have this volume control at this maximum level. And who cares if the people on the radio listening can actually enjoy it or not? It's all for me.
Now this one's too loud.
Tom's are always too loud because he can't hear.
Hey, this is on Eddie, not me.
No, it's not on Eddie.
I didn't consider that.
I think Josh should.
You have a slider. You can.
Josh is going
down
Monday to get a what is it?
Colonoscopy.
You should have a CAT scan while you're there.
Okay.
Okay.
He didn't like that one at all.
No, hated it. A pair of British golfers have landed back-to-back holes in one on the same hole.
All right. If it was,
in other words, two guys are playing.
In other words. Yes, explain it to
me,
Tom.
We don't know what that meant.
So it's a par three. Guy number one gets up, gets a hole in one. Whoa. Guy number two gets up, gets a hole in one.
Amazing.
Wake me when this happens on a par six.
Yeah.
David Lewis.
That's an interesting hole.
Yeah.
David Lewis, 64, and Rob Davis, 67. I don't know what their ages have to do with anything. Both sank their shots on the 107-yard.
Oh, my God, that's a chip shot.
15th hole at Royal Liverpool Golf Club. That's like a putt-putt.
Yeah, what wedges did they use?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So what? It's still, you got to get it in the hole.
The chances... Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The chances of two amateur golfers achieving back-to-back holes in one on the same hole are around 1 in 156 million.
Ooh,
now, that's like you have 156 million chances, and it can only happen one time.
You know, this is kind of cool. I mean, does this make them Eskimo brothers?
What?
No.
Two balls, same hole.
When you put it that way, maybe.
That's four balls.
And... Do you know what Eskimo brothers are, Christy?
No.
Ask Willie and Sam.
No, but they're already brothers, so that doesn't count.
No. It still counts.
I think it sort of counts.
Okay.
I'm teasing. I have no idea if they... It's when two guys sleep with the same girl.
Oh.
Not necessarily at the same time.
Right. They just have that in common. Yeah.
Okay.
So Eskimo sisters could happen too.
Gotcha.
I'm sure you and your friends have some sort of...
Sure, down the line.
Shared man.
Yes. Yeah.
Crossover.
World record. Everybody got that? Clark County, Nevada has broken the Guinness World Record. Oh, you're not going to be upset at anything after this. Okay. Clark County, Nevada has broken the Guinness World Record for the largest blanket fort.
What? Mm,
blanket fort, you know.
Yes.
I'm immediately on board, so I...
I love a blanket fort.
I do, too.
My 10-year-old just made one the other night, yeah. And it involved...
All the cushions on the couch.
The cushions from the couch.
Yes.
And
nowhere near the record, though. Officials announced they achieved the record with a blanket fort measuring 14,103 square feet.
Think about that.
Think about that.
That's a house.
Would you make them, Chick?
14,000 square feet.
14,000 square feet is bigger than my house.
Is three
far.
Houses.
Yeah. Isn't that really tells you something, doesn't it? Well, that's half a house, according to Tom.
Get up early, work hard, maybe someday.
Bother some people. Constructed at the Desert Breeze Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
What do we know about the Desert Breeze Community Center?
At least it's a dry heat.
That's right. There's a bus that leaves for the casino three times a day.
You can imagine what they used for structural integrity, I'm assuming.
Well, it should be like any other couch fort. It should be, or a blanket fort. It should be chairs.
Yes.
Or couch cushions.
Yes.
I was thinking the effluent of teenage boys.
It could be.
What?
You coat the blankets and... male seed.
What are you saying?
That if
who are you getting us in trouble with now? Thank God you got up early and worked hard. It was constructed with hundreds of sheets, binder clips, tent structures, rope, pipe, and other materials.
I'm out. None of that counts for a blanket fort.
It was a fully enclosed blanket fort.
There it is. Oh,
and it's boring.
It looks like a big tent. Yes.
Well, you can see those tents. It looks like outside any Californian city,
or a Klan rally.
In fact, I saw one of those in Bloomington, Indiana, not too long.
That is, you're right. I hadn't seen a photograph. That's really boring.
This is like the when the car dealers get together. The tent is up. Come on out, make your deal.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah. That is boring.
I thought it was blankets and pillows and...
Right. No, this is not... These are essentially tents. They just used sheets instead of...
Real stupid.
And obviously it's being supported. They must have, like, tent poles.
Yeah, that's not fair.
That's what he said. Pipes.
I'm out.
Yeah, this is not a blanket fort. I'm sorry, Guinness.
Guinness?
No.
You're wrong.
No. Not even worthy of having a pillow fight to celebrate.
Nope.
When's the last time you had a good pillow fight, Christy?
In just your panties.
College? No. I don't know.
I've got a thing for you this weekend.
I know it.
Yes.
This weekend.
Yeah.
College is a good answer.
I want you to, when he's not expecting it, walk up to your husband and just do a haymaker to the face with a pillow.
Oh, gosh.
You'll thank me later.
Yeah, you try that at home and see what happens.
I'm not going to try with him. I'm just saying it might lead to something.
Okay.
But in fairness.
Is that what you want?
Do you think it would lead to something?
If you
got home and your wife hit you in the face with a pillow, like a haymaker, as you put it, would you then go, may I now take you to the bedroom?
Yeah. Let's go do it.
That might be great. Now, if I did it to her, I'd be looking for an apartment this afternoon.
Right. But you think that would...
I also scope out one near the house.
You think that's considered foreplay?
Absolutely.
Really?
People listening, that was way too real. He means this.
That's really interesting.
If you hit him in any way, it's foreplay.
He's brushing his teeth. He puts the toothbrush down. You whack him with a pillow. You might as well. That is absolute invitation for mayhem of all sorts, primarily ending in a
coitus.
In a the old in out. I'm just
okay.
Young men out there listening, if you are brushing your teeth and a woman hits you with a pillow, that is not necessarily an invite to sex.
I expect to get letters by Monday.
Could be abuse.
Or she's really mad at you or something.
Now,
I don't think I've ever hit anybody.
With a pillow?
Well, I mean, I don't.
Have you ever hit anybody with a pillow?
Of course.
Pillow fights were fun.
I have brothers and a sister. Are you kidding?
Oh, what am I saying? Of course, you guys had naked pillow fights when you were...
You betcha. Oh, and then eventually there are feathers flying and the pillowcases are off.
Just like the movies, isn't it? Feathers?
Oh, boy, we never got to that.
Did you have feather pillows?
I doubt it.
I was going to say, those chunks of foam. were coming off of my pillow.
But we also would.
He doesn't say that.
No, I mean, that's, yeah, no.
At all.
My pillow. He very clearly, yes, pillow. That's part of the accent.
Absolutely.
Did he learn to pronounce that in prison? We're going to come right back.
Oh, Russell Wilson.
Everybody has a pass, Tom.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.